This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. On today's show, we have Reggie Leach. He recently released his biography, The Riverton Rifle, and recently began his national book tour. Welcome to Nation Talk, Mr. Reggie Leach. You don't mind if I call you Reggie, do you?
Oh, no, go ahead.
How is the book tour going? Does it kind of remind you of being on the road with the team?
Well, you know what? It is really, you know, I did a mini launch in my hometown on October the 24th, 25th, and I had my last signing on December the 19th. In that period of time, I was home 5 days just to change clothes and go back on the road again. So it was really long for that long period of time. But it was also gratifying because I got to meet so many people that knew me that played hockey, and a lot of people that I haven't seen for years. And, you know, my book tours took me to Philadelphia, the Flin Flon, the Paw, Winnipeg. I did one little one in Edmonton. But meeting all these people and listening to their stories of when we won the Stanley Cup and what they were doing when I was in Flin Flon. And those are the things that are gratifying for me, is to listen to the people telling their story to me. And that's what I like about it.
It really touches the heart. Was there any particular reason for writing your biography now?
Well, I think, I had so many people over the years ask me to write a story about my life. And I really didn't want to at first. And, you know, I really didn't know what direction I was going to go in. And then since I moved back to Canada 9 years ago and got more in touch with my culture and learned a lot more of who I am, then I decided it was time to write one. I started about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago on this, and I thought about it, and then I said, yeah, I'll do it now, but I want it to be a teaching book. There's too many hockey stories out there that all are the same about going through their addictions and stuff like that, and I know we all have problems, and I just thought that I wanted this book to be a teaching for my grandkids and to young kids that are struggling.
Now, how did the business of hockey translate into your business, your landscaping business, or did it?
Well, I think it did. I think hockey and business and everything ties into one. You know, being an owner of a business, and, you know, you got to have somebody that's a general manager, and you got to have the players to play the game of hockey. And it's no different in the business world. The business world, if you don't have the workers and you don't have the people that how to run your business, and that you're not going to do anything in your business world. And that's one thing I stress about hockey. Hockey is no different than all these guys that are in the big business world. You know, they have a team. If you don't have a very good team, your business is not going to be very successful. That's why you have to make sure you have the right people to make you successful. And the people themselves are the ones that make the business. It's not the person that owns it.
Well, you know, ex-NHLers are famous for leaving the league and venturing forth into businesses, you know, such as golf and the car business, and I don't mean to stereotype, but those are strong businesses. Did you have anyone that influenced your business career?
Not really. When I retired back in 85, and, you know, I was struggling back then, I wasn't, you know, I didn't have education, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do at the time, and, you know, I went into different things. I went into the car business. I didn't like it because of being inside with a shirt and tie and talking to people, and then I went into the second one was insurance business. I lasted there for about a year. I didn't like that either. And then I finally, a friend of mine said I should go in the landscaping business. I was good at that. So that's what I went into, and I love that. And I believe that people today that work, find something that you love to do and be happy with it. Don't just take the first job and be miserable the rest of your life because you don't like it. Find something that's going to make you happy and stick with it.
Exactly. Now, you know, playing hockey against bigger hockey players, tearing down the ice against someone larger than you, what goes through your mind in those seconds ahead?
Well, you don't really have seconds ahead. You just got to go and make sure you're faster and outthink the bigger guys and hope that they don't catch you.
Right on. What advice from your experience would you have for young Aboriginal entrepreneurs who are, let's say, on the ice against larger competitors?
Well, I think the biggest thing is when they're out there, you know, you're going to have to compete. You better be ready to compete against the big boys, because it's like playing junior hockey and turning into pros. You have to be in your game 100%, because these guys have been there for a long time, and they're there waiting for you to make your mistake, and they're going to pounce on you. And then one thing about that is that you have to be ready when you're going against the big boys all the time.
Reggie, I loved your book. What inspired me about the book is that you really don't have to be a hockey fan necessarily to absolutely become engaged and captivated by your story. It's really rich. It's really diverse. Would you agree that you had to have tenacity and a hunger for life itself to have experienced such an extraordinary life?
Well, I think you do. You know, it's life in general is everybody has ups and downs. And the way I think about life is that if you get knocked out, get knocked down, get up and start again. It's not over. You can move on. You know, the kids today, they think hockey players and pro athletes and people that are in big businesses are invincible, but we're not. We're no different than anybody else. We go through the hard times, we have good times, and that's the one thing about kids is their imagination of the way they think is that, you know, I remember being as a kid and, you know, people that owned businesses in town, I thought they were rich, but they were just regular people making a living, and that's what life's all about.
Living that life.
Yeah.
Now, in closing, how can people listening get a hold of your book?
Well, they're sold right across Canada right now, you know, in different stores, and I really don't know which ones they are. I know they're starting to be sold at Walmart, and I think later on down the line at Costco, and I think they're at Chapters and Kohl's right now, and different areas around the area. And I do sell them myself, but all I have to do is go to my website, the Riverton Rifle, and, you know, I'm on Facebook all the time, so everybody can get a hold of me there also.
Mr. Reggie Leach, I just want to say a huge chi-ma-gwich to you, and thank you so much for joining us here today on Nation Talk.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.